It's Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Space News, China ready to launch Lunar Farsight Sample Return Mission. China's space agency has prepared a rocket for its Chang'e 6 mission, which will attempt to land on the far side of the moon and collect lunar material, which it will then attempt to return to Earth. The launch is currently expected on May 3rd. This mission is the first of its kind, as while China previously landed a lander craft and rover on the far side of the moon, which is never visible from Earth, and still has a relay satellite that transmits data from over there back to China, no material has been recovered and returned to Earth thus far. This is a robotic mission, so no humans will be on board, and it will set a lander down on the moon's surface, which will collect samples that will then be launched into orbit on a small ascent vehicle. That vehicle, collected by an in-orbit service module that will haul it back to Earth, which it will deliver to the surface in a re-entry capsule, if all goes according to plan. From Ars Technica, FCC fines Big Three carriers $196 million for selling users real-time location data. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has announced a $196 million fine levied against wireless carriers T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon for illegally sharing their customers' real-time location data without their customers' informed consent, and without taking measures to ensure that data is not used inappropriately. These carriers have said that they will appeal the fines and that they've long since discontinued the programs through which they were collecting and sharing the relevant data. But in essence, it looks like these carriers were collecting this information for legit purposes, then selling it in less legit ways to data aggregators, which then sold data packets to a variety of customers ranging from bail bond companies to bounty hunters to law enforcement entities, some of which used this data inappropriately, resulting in these fines. These programs were originally reported upon in 2018, after which the companies started to back away from them. And from France 24, Georgia's ruling party stages mass rally to counter anti-government protests. Following weeks of large and widespread anti-government protests targeting a law that critics say will allow the government to silence dissent, the Georgian government has bussed supporters in from across the country to hold large rallies in an effort to show that this law does have support, despite those protests. The proposed law in question is directed at so-called foreign agents in the country, and protesters have compared it to a Russian law that allows the Russian government to jail or otherwise harass and threaten anyone they like, as long as they can somehow connect them with real or fabricated evidence to an anti-Russian scheme supposedly concocted by outsiders intent on harming the Russian state. The governing Georgian Dream Party allegedly forced government employees to attend the rally and has said that this law would help them force transparency upon currently non-transparent foreign-funded NGOs that operate in the country. But opponents of the law contend it will make their ambitions to join NATO and the EU, bids supported by 80% of the population, all but impossible. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com. And you can support this and other related projects, like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts, at understandery.com.